From the KTOO newsroom in Juneau, I'm Yvonne Crumry. Last week, two Ukrainian refugees arrived in Juneau, the third family to be sponsored by a group of local residents who have raised money and opened their homes to refugees hoping to resettle in town as the war in their country drags on. KTOO met with them. 3 days after arriving in town, Darina Burdnik and Vitaly Kiriluk sat in a house downtown, the windows behind them overlooking Mount Juneau. Their small dog, Rocky, lays curled in Burdnik's lap. The couple says they feel excited and hopeful.
And beautiful view and beautiful nature and amazing people with help for my family. And thank you for Alaska, thank you for people, and thank you for God.
Kiriluk says he hopes one day to start a business here. The couple met in their hometown of Dnipro before the war started. Kiriluk worked in finance and trading. Burdnik had just finished school when Russia invaded. They fled to Turkey, where they got married. Burdnik found a job in food service. Kiriluk tried to continue his work remotely, but he says the state of the Ukrainian economy made it hopeless. After a year of living in a refugee center, the couple flew to Juneau. But they still have parents back in Ukraine who can't leave for various reasons. Galina Klub helps translate for Burdnik and Kiriluk. She fled the war in Ukraine, too, and she came to Juneau with her daughter last year and is helping them get settled, including Rocky.
Wait, when did you get the dog? I'm curious about that. Did you get the dog in Ukraine? Have you had him?
We had our dog in Ukraine. How long? 5 years.
Wow. It looks like a puppy. Wow. Yeah. So that's been quite an adventure for Rocky, too.
So it's like a member of family.
Klub still has family in Ukraine, too. And she says the uncertainty is incredibly hard on people who are trying to live their lives as the war grinds on.
But mental, it's like super difficult. Yeah. You cannot have even plan for your future. You don't know if you're going to awake next day.
Joanne Bloom is hosting Burdnik and Kiriluk for a few weeks. She's part of a sponsor circle, a group of residents who came together to help refugees resettle in Juneau. They first tried to sponsor Afghan refugees in 2020, but it didn't work out. Juneau doesn't have a mosque. The sponsor circle used what they learned from that experience to welcome three Ukrainian families to town after Russia invaded.
There has to be a name attached to each individual that comes. And I'm helping Galina now to get her mother over here and her brother and his two children. And it's taking us a long time, but we're filling out the forms to sponsor each one.
As of April, more than 500 Ukrainians had resettled in Alaska. At the moment, they're only able to stay for a 2-year parole period. Many of them, like Burdnik and Kiriluk, hope to stay longer. Kiriluk's brother is still waiting for a sponsor. In Juneau, I'm Yvonne Crumry. A podcast on Wrangell history has won a national award for its series on one of Alaska's deadliest shipwrecks. KSTK's Sage Smiley spoke to the podcast creator, Ronan Rooney.
The rise and fall of the Star of Bengal is a story with truth, lies, legends, and a mystery sitting at the bottom of the sea. I'm your host, Ronan Rooney. You're listening to The Rise and Fall of the Star of Bengal.
In late September of 1908, the iron-hulled Star of Bengal, battered by a storm, smashed against the rocks of Coronation Island in southeast Alaska. The ship broke apart, killing 111 of the 138 people on board, most of them Chinese, Filipino, and Japanese cannery workers.
It's so viscerally real to me.
Ronan Rooney, podcast host and amateur historian.
Those of us who live in southeast Alaska, we know that coastline, you know. We've all seen miles and miles of it just going around. And to imagine a ship of that size wrecking against the coastline is just extraordinary.
The ship's captain survived the wreck and publicly blamed the captains of the two tugboats that had been towing the Star of Bengal. After months of federal investigation, nobody was ever held responsible. The story struck a chord with Rooney, who grew up in Wrangell.
I know exactly what it feels like to jump off the dock. I know what that water feels like. I know what it feels like in summer and fall. It's cold, and it just, your lungs hurt immediately, and you have to force yourself to move, and salt water gets in your nose and in your mouth, and you don't want too much of that. And so to imagine a shipwreck where men are going into the sea and the ship's coming apart underneath them, was really difficult.
Rooney started his podcast, Wrangle History Unlocked, early in the pandemic, as he found himself with a lot more time at home. He's looked into all sorts of local history, including a 5-part series on the wreck of the Star of Bengal.
And I intended for it to be kind of about an hour when I set out. I thought, all right, well, we'll just cover this topic.
Rooney says previous researchers and historians had already thoroughly analyzed how the Star of Bengal was battered by the storm and some of the federal investigation into the deadly wreck. He wanted to do something different.
It's me making a case for why I think the captain of the Bengal and the survivors lied under oath about the chance of rescue, which was absolutely impossible.
Although Rooney's podcast on the wreck contributes new perspectives to the event's history, it's not a complete record. The story is skewed to the captain and ship's crew, who were mostly white. There's very little out there about the cannery workers, most of whom died in the wreck.
What the story is severely lacking is the voices of the Chinese, Japanese, and cannery survivors. We don't have their words to go by. So there's always going to be a cloud of mystery that may never go away.
Rooney isn't a professional historian. He was born and raised in Wrangell and graduated from the local high school in 2003. He now lives down south with his family, but the early pandemic brought him back to looking at Wrangell's history. The podcast is a sort of audio theater with narration from Rooney, sound effects, and friends and family playing parts.
It's truly a mom-and-pop little history shop.
The rise and fall of the Star of Bengal is worth much more than its entertainment value.
My name is Katie Ringsmith. I'm the Alaska State historian.
Ringsmith's office in Anchorage has been gathering information to potentially place the Star of Bengal shipwreck on the National Historic Place Register. It's part of a broader push in recent years to investigate and recognize the importance of the wreck. She stumbled on the podcast while searching online.
And was just really, really impressed with the amount of work Ronan put into it. You know, here's a person, you know, not a PhD historian or a professor or, you know, a person who just really loves local history and had a skill set that allowed him to share that interest with this larger community. And I thought that was really, really important.
Ringsmith says Rooney's podcast series on the shipwreck is compelling for a number of reasons. It's an important story about an underrepresented community, as well as an important story in Alaska maritime and cannery history.
And I thought that it was probably the best account of that event that I've ever read or experienced.
So she decided to nominate the series for an American Association for State and Local History Award.
It's, you know, not just something that is cool and, you know, connects people, but also offers an important contribution to the scholarship and our greater understanding of the historic record, which this project absolutely did.
And the award committee thought so too. Wrangell History Unlocked, The Rise and Fall of the Star of Bengal won an award of excellence. For Rooney, the recognition has him on cloud nine.
I mean, I've just been beaming for days now. It's just a huge honor.
But he's not resting on his laurels. Rooney is bursting with ideas for future series and episodes.
That's the great thing about history, is that it's always just there. You can always go tap into it. You can always go find the power in it. That is a long time ago doesn't hurt it. In fact, that can make it more meaningful.
Rooney's podcast will be formally presented with the award at the American Association for State and Local History Awards Conference in Boise, Idaho in September. Another Alaska history project focused on the former Diamond NN Cannery in Bristol Bay will also be honored with an award. In Wrangell, I'm Sage Smiley.
Miscommunication and an out-of-date navigational chart were both found to be factors when a Royal Caribbean cruise ship slammed into the dock at the Sitka Sound Cruise Terminal last summer. The National Transportation Safety Board released a 14-page report on the incident late last month. On May 9, 2022, the Radiance of the Seas was pulling into port in Sitka when it struck a mooring dolphin. While no injuries were reported in the accident, major damage to the pier was estimated at over $2 million. That part of the dock was unusable for the first half of the summer season while awaiting repair. And as for the weather here in Juneau, it's currently 66 degrees and cloudy. Tonight, the low is 52 degrees, and there may be some scattered showers. Tomorrow, it's looking like it could be a little bit rainy, with a high of 62 degrees and a low of 54. Friday is looking clear. This is KTOO. For more stories, go to ktoo.org.